Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Angie Craig is criticizing Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' plan to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee says in a statement, quote, "Sadly, farmers will pay the price through a reduction in the quality and quantity of services they already receive from the department." Craig says the administration did not consult with Congress or key stakeholders on this USDA reorganization. She's calling for a House Ag Committee hearing on the proposal. While Governor Tim Walz ponders a third term in 2026, neighboring Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has made his decision. Evers says he won't be running for a third term.
I'm a science teacher at heart who ended up running for office and winning five straight statewide elections. So would I win if I ran the sixth time? Of course. No question about that. But whether I'd win or not has never been part of my calculus about running again.
Governor Walz says he'll make a decision on re-election after the Minnesota State Fair. Organizations across Minnesota are getting grant funding from the Office of Higher Education to help improve college attendance. Communications Director Keith Hovis says more than $2 million was given out.
These grants are going to programs that really focus on increasing college attendance, specifically for historically underserved students. So populations that don't have a high college attending history, such as lower income students, first generation students.
He says the grants will go towards tutoring, mentoring, financial aid, literacy, and academic counseling. And authorities in Meeker County are still on the scene of a train derailment just west of Watkins. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City train derailed last night, and it was determined some of the cargo may include hazardous materials. Deputies say the initial assessment found no hazardous materials had leaked and no one was injured. The Wildcat Sanctuary in Sandstone is now home to three lions rescued from a roadside zoo in Canada. Executive Director Tammy Thies says one is an orphaned cub named Mango,
who came to us and is already in need of surgery from umbilical hernia, which is usually can happen in kittens and dogs and not a major issue, but hers is larger, so her intestines are coming through that hernia and can cause some issues with digestion.
Mango's mother died of complications following labor. Thies says the other two adult lions, Carl and Kim, are enjoying their new habitat in Minnesota. And Adam Svensson is the leader at the 3M Open in Blaine after shooting an 11-under par 60 in the first round Thursday. Svensson had 9 birdies and added an eagle on the 18th hole. Sam Stevens and Thorbjørn Olsen are tied for second place at 9-under par. Defending 3M Open champ Jonathan Vegas shot a 68. The second round tees off this morning. This is MNN.